Hey there, and welcome to another episode of 4-Day Weekends. I'm part of this Woopreneur Summit, and she was asking me the question, how do I think we can magnetize ourselves to attract ideal clients? And I thought it was a really good question, and I'd like to bring it over here and do an episode on that in the 4-Day Weekends. When I think about attracting ideal clients, I immediately go back to my roots of being in the online space for the past like 16 years now, selling courses, programs, masterminds, live events, anything online, and what that meant. Because I was taught and learned from coaches and courses and all the things to do forms of coercion and manipulation and false limiters. Now, I believe our collective consciousness has risen to a place where that's just no longer acceptable. I no longer want to do that. I never really liked doing it that way, but it did work. It did work. And I feel like that is where we are in online business. What do we do instead? How do we move away from that bro marketing and that just icky feeling stuff? Not that I didn't provide really good content on the inside, but the whole marketing, it does have a reputation as this used car salesman type stuff. Quick, get it before the price goes up. We've only got 3 spots left. You're going to be in a lot of pain, or you're going to fail if you don't get my program. I didn't really do a lot of that, but it's out there. And I think most of us have been tainted from that and are moving away from that. So that's the first thing I just want to establish, is that, okay, that's where we've come from. Most people who've been in the space have come from that place. And now we're in this place of, what do we do instead? How do we authentically attract our ideal clients without all that, without all those tactics and strategies and those weird type things? And I have been inside of sales trainings and this whole psychology of selling. Even just saying the word psychology of selling feels inauthentic, because if I'm using psychology to sell people, if I'm tapping into their pain and tapping into things that will make them do things, I don't want that. Now, I do realize that sometimes we do have to say some things or bring things to the forefront, shine a light on things to get people to realize this is actually the problem they have, or here's the problem and here's the solution. So, you know, we're not going into this suddenly rainbows and sunshine over here and never speaking about the problems or the pain, but we don't want to come from a place of coercion and manipulation. At least I don't. And I think any of you who are listening to this and following me probably are like, yes, please give us an alternative. And I don't have all the answers except for to be authentic and transparent. And that, I think, has been coming for several years now, is why these webinars don't work anymore, why the way these Facebook ads don't work anymore, and why the usual sending 25 emails doesn't work anymore, because people are on to that. And it doesn't work because they're like, oh, I can see right through that tactic now. I want to come from a place of, I want to work with you. So as the seller, as the person looking to attract clients, I also want to point out, it's not about getting clients. That also feels very graspy. And I don't know, like, I don't want to be gotten as a customer. I want to be attracted to the thing that I need. And I want these people to attract me to something I need. If you think about it as the attraction element, how can you attract people, the right people, to come work with you in whatever offers you have? I want to talk about 2 ways to do that. And the first is the energetic way. So if you are at the same frequency, if you have a higher vibration, if you are at that law of attraction, like attracts like, then energetically, you can attract clients to you because you are putting something out that is at a particular frequency and it's a match for your ideal clients. So energetically, you could be out there speaking or putting something on Instagram or doing some kind of a workshop or whatever, and you're speaking the words and you're coming from this energetic place where your people are like, ooh, she's up here and I'm up here and I like what she's saying, so I'm going to come check her out. I'm going to go look and see what she's offering and see if it's an energetic match, but is it something that I actually want and need and can do right now and, you know, have the bandwidth to do. I think the first step is that energetic match. Whatever you're doing, whether it's your website or it's the things you're saying or it's the content that you're putting out online, if it comes from that high vibe or whatever vibe you're at, that if you're at a matching vibration to your clients, then that's the first piece. But on the practical side, you have to be saying the right words. The messaging has to match and it has to be done in a way that people can understand what you're offering, that you are giving them the solution to their problem. Because you're a great match doesn't mean people will work with you. And you may have had this before. Somebody booked a call with you or you had a coffee chat and you guys just got along so fabulous. You just felt that energetic match. But then when it came time for the offer, they didn't buy. There was something there. And it's not necessarily something you did. Maybe the timing just isn't right for them, but they will work for you in the future. But if they were asking for things and you didn't give them the right solution, then your energetic match is there, but your practical side, your messaging, the offer, that practical piece does also have to match. You've got to understand what your clients want. You have to be very clear in what you're saying that you're going to give them and help them get to the next level, whatever that is. So they're very clear on what you are offering. And then you need to offer it in a way that is also a match to the way they want to work. So inside of my circle and my sacred business ascension, I work with people on this because I feel like there is this weird place where business is right now, where we are shifting. We are moving into this new age of the new earth and new earth entrepreneurship. And so it's like this bridge that has some holes and some things in it. We're walking across this very shaky bridge and we're not sure if the next step is going to appear, but it will. We just have to keep moving forward. If we just sit behind our desk and go, I don't know what to do. I know I can't market and attract clients the way I used to, but I don't know what to do. It's like sitting there in paralysis won't help you figure out what to do. The only way to do that is to go within, get some intuition on how you want to bring your work out into the world. What's a match for you? How does it feel authentic for you to market? If you hate doing video, but we're told by a guru to do video, but every time you show up to a video, you're cringing and you're in a low vibration, then that's not a match for that. So think about the best way or two ways that you love to get information out or would love to be visible in your business. If it's writing, then, you know, maybe start a blog or write articles or write clever newsletters. See how you can use writing. If it is speaking, then where can you do that? If it is showing some experiences, then how can you do that? So I think it's going within and deciding what's a match for you. No matter what your people love or what people are saying is the new trends, if that doesn't work for you, then the energetic match won't be there. So people won't find you, even if you're saying the greatest thing ever. We have to have both parts. And then go out there and try some things. What does work? I know that I love to speak. So I will go speak over here. I will go speak on this podcast. I will do the summit. I will speak here. I will speak there and see which things people are resonating with that I'm saying. What are the things they come back and say? And, oh, I really love that episode on attracting clients. I really loved what you said over here in this. And when you start to get feedback from people or see responses or go, oh, that email really was opened a lot more than my other ones, then you can start to say, okay, this message, the way I'm saying it here, is really resonating with people. This offer people bought, or this thing people showed up to, they want more of that and go in that direction. So think of it as course correcting. You can't course correct if you aren't moving forward. If you're sitting behind your desk, you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And yes, you can go internally and look into your crystal ball and do that. But I find it's easier and faster and better if we move forward and try some things, ask some people what they resonate with, get out there and put some things out, and let it be okay that if that didn't quite work. We're all going through this shift of what we are seeing in business and how to do business. So there's nothing set in stone right now. Everything is very malleable. We're just moving through our own journey of how we want to do business more authentically. So transparency and authenticity is big for me and for what I want to see in other business owners. I want to get to know the person behind the business. I want to see them. I want to experience them. I want to know that they have my best interests at heart and I'm just not another number in their funnel. Think of it from the energetic side. You've got to get that side all ready to go and be the person that you want to be, showing up in your business the way you want to show up. And then you also have to say the right words to the right people and have that offer that really fits their needs and the messaging that says it very clearly in the way they need to hear it right now. And what we say 3 years ago doesn't necessarily mean what people need right now. It's a little bit of a reset. And that's why we are constantly updating. Our businesses are never done. And even in the past, without all of the energetic stuff, the same messages don't resonate with people usually for years and years and years. You have to tweak it. You have to change things. And with the way the world is changing so rapidly, I think that's even more prevalent now than it was before. Funny, I've got an example that's not marketing, but my husband had a knee replacement a few weeks ago, and he's been at home watching shows on Netflix and also on TV. He made a comment the other day, boy, some of these old shows that we used to think were really funny or really clever are just stupid now. How did we ever watch that? And I find it so interesting as we move along in our ascension and raising our consciousness and just as a culture, what's acceptable, what's not. If you watch things from the 80s and 90s, I'm surprised. I can't believe they were even able to put that on TV. Things have changed so much. And that's when things used to change every 10 years or so. Now things are rapidly changing even within the same year. What may have worked last year at this time is not working. We have to stay with that flow and be cognizant of what's going on around us and constantly trying some things and seeing what resonates with people and what doesn't. I hope this gave you some great ideas, and I will see you on the next recording.